Helena Gondry of Hillsborough recorded her haunting poem, The Maiden's Dream, in celebration of the bicentennial of Pocahontas County and dedicated to the young Civil War soldiers who fought on Droop Mountain in November of 1863.
Come with me. We'll venture together eastward across the mountains. Turn back the calendar some 400 years. There's an early English settlement just inland from the sea. The place is called Jamestown, Virginia. It's the early 1600s, and this is where the story begins. Her name was Pocahontas. She, a spirited, inquisitive maiden, daughter of Powhatan tidal people, feather in her dark braid, a symbol of strength. She gathered food for the early colonial settlers, learned their language and their ways, though she kept her heritage protected in her soul. And though Pocahontas was captured, she would adapt and would survive. One day she shed her soft moccasins and in a motion of faith stepped forward onto her vision quest, spread her arms like eagle's wings to a horizon far off and unknown. 200 years passed by, and the earth turned slowly on its axis to the 1800s. And the great story keeper gathered history and legends and tall tales and yarns from the old sailors' adventures on the sea. By then, her story was embroidered with threads of myth and moss and beads and stars and had reached across many lands. It's now 1821, the year Pocahontas County, Virginia, was established, the year we celebrate at this bicentennial. Some say a distinguished statesman, recalling his youthful days, proposed her name for this new county to the General Assembly in Virginia. It was voted on and passed and duly signed and dated and recorded. I say in that time, 200 years ago, the legend of Pocahontas came on the wings of a whispering wind across the mountains to Appalachia, where it remains to this day, rustling in the leaves of the oak and sumac. You see, Pocahontas County is like an heirloom quilt sewn with patches and pieces from the surrounding old counties in Virginia. Her remnants were stitched together with a pioneering spirit, and that is her gift to us. Hers is a mountain landscape of forests green, where our ancestral grandmothers sweep stardust from the hills and mend the torn places in our lives. And yet, it is said, they walk in the woodlands and hollers in the season when the rhododendrons blossom. Where rivers birth beneath layers of ragged rock and sandstone sediment carry wisdom from an ancient sea below. But in the 1860s, civil war came to Appalachia. Dense cannon fire wounded the land. War-laden boots crushed the dreams of its people. Indeed, it was a difficult time in history. Families broke away from one another. Virginia splintered. And Pocahontas County, in 1863, became part of the newly formed state of West Virginia. This place bears her name and her beauty, where she carries a glowing ember through our darkest days, paints the morning sun from her palette, oh, fiery red and ironweed pink and dandelion yellow, oh, an eternal flame of hope. You know, sometimes all it takes is the fragrance from a rough bough of pine, the soft lullaby of waters rippling over pebbles in a cool mountain stream, or how about the sweet taste of honey drizzling over hot, buttery biscuits? Why, it's enough to make one hungry. and homesick for this place called Pocahontas County. We're under a crown of stars in the glow of a West Virginia moon. Pocahontas, her heart noble and good, dances to the ancient drumbeat of Mother Earth.